Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me, bless His holy name. We are glad to be among the living, first of all, and not among the dead this morning. We thank God, amen, for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We thank God for God is the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank God for you out there this morning that is listening, and we're certainly glad that you decided to make us part of your day here on this morning. I want to thank God for my wife on this morning who is listening right now. She's not able to be here on this morning. Milagros Berrios Jones. Glory to God. I thank God for her on this morning where she needs so much needed rest due to her job. I mean, I know that a lot of times we have to rest our body and we have to listen to our body and get that rest at times where we can just continue to carry on in the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for Sister Karen here this morning with us, allowing us to come into the radio station to be able to have a word of the Lord and be able to share a few words with you if we would on this morning. So we thank God, amen, for her. We thank God for the entire WCNO staff on this morning. We thank God, amen, for how God have continued to brought forth the word and using the vessels and all the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ to rectify and to have a sense of continuity in His word and to bring us into a place of a redemption, if you would, that we may continue to glorify Him and magnify Him. And we continue to call upon the name, people of God, that there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. He's still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And He's the God that changes not. He is authoritative word with the authority. And last time I checked, all power. Yes, sir. All power is in His hand, and he's still yet on the throne on this morning. Glory to God. And having a sense of impartation, if you would, to having a connection with God and the Spirit of God and the anointing of God and the gifts of God with the impartation. And to knowing that God is in the fulfillment business and God is fulfilling His word. Even much in the Old Testament days. And the Old Testament days is a foreshadow of what's going on right now as far as the New Testament. And it have been filled. Of the Old Testament have been filled right now in the New Testament. When Jesus said, I write a new commandment unto thee. For I have not come to destroy the law or the prophets. But I have rather come to fulfill, according to Matthew 5 and 17. Glory to God. This is the minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry, the ministry where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is the head. Glory to God. And to come into a place of where we praise the Lord and come into a place of resilience and a resurgence. Amen. And to in a place of where we continue to allow God to order our steps. We'll continue to allow God to lead us and to guide us. We'll be continue to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. As the Bible so declares, Romans 8:14, men as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So therefore, if we're being led by the Spirit of God, we're not our own anymore. We have been purchased. We have been brought with a price. Our mind has been transformed and by the renewing of our mind as we continue to walk and the vocation wherewith the Lord will have us to walk. The vocation, the word vocation literally means ministry, to walk in your ministry, to walk in your calling, to walk into a higher calling, not to be content for where you at right now, knowing and realizing and to understand who the Lord is, knowing and realizing the purpose and the plan that the Lord have in your life. I have come to understand and to understand that the Lord have the good purpose for each and every one of our lives. But if we can walk therein and we can just grab what the Lord have put before us, that you make your petition known unto God. God is not a God. Not as God is not a God, a man that he shall not lie. Neither the son of man shall he not repent. All God promises is yea and amen. Glory to God. And if you just continue to walk in the precious promises, what the Lord have laid the foundation have already been laid. Let us go before the word of the Lord. Let us go before the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you just one more time, oh God, for being able to be in an hour where we can be able to say something, oh God, about the goodness of God. Lord, we thank you on this morning. We thank you, oh God, that how we laid down and went to sleep last night. And as we laid down and went to sleep last night, oh God, no hurt, harm, or danger came upon us. Oh God, you allowed us to rise and to see this day, a day that was not even much promised to us, but you allowed us to see this day. And for that cause, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. God, you said in your word, oh, how men should praise the Lord for his goodness and for all his wonderful works and all the things that you have bestowed upon us, oh God, thus far in our life, oh God, and that how you have breathed the breath of life into us, God, that we have a decision to make going forth, that we're going to serve you, oh God, and we're going to run on to the end and see what the end going to be, and that we run and not be weary, and we shall walk and not faint, that we will put on the garment of salvation and the robe. Glory to God that you covered us with the robe of righteousness and that you clothe us with the garment of salvation and to having a mind, oh God, that is fully persuaded for this day that I'm going to serve God. And I ask you right now, Lord, to touch the hearts of your people out there this morning. Touch their minds, oh God. Let their minds, oh God, let their spirit, the word of the Lord be deposited in their spirit and their memory banks, that they can be able to endure, that they can be able to have a duration of knowing who you is in their lives and knowing that they can walk the walk of this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, that the just shall live by faith and that they'll walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you on this morning. We thank you, O God, for all what you have done in each and every one of your people's life out there on this morning. If God have ever done anything for you in your life this morning, and you on the crossroad, you on the fence, you undecided, you need to drop to your knees right now. You need to give God some honor and give God some praises. Because God have a plan and God have a purpose for your life. And it have been fulfilled in your life right now. It ain't by coincidence you listen to the radio station on this morning. It ain't by coincidence that what happened to you on last week. That in time past, God have a plan for your life. God wants you to call upon him while it is yet time. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your love, kindness, and all your tender mercies, O Lord. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the fresh residue, O Lord, that we can be able to look, O God, unto the hills from which cometh our help. Lord, we come to realize and understand that our help cometh from God. And no one can do you like Jesus. And this morning we plead the blood of Jesus of families right now, oh God. Families that's in turmoil, dysfunctional families, where the enemy tried to come in and destroy the people of God, and the and somebody that is on the crossroad is trying to make the decision. They're trying to press their way on to the mark. I come to encourage you on this morning that you will continue in the Lord. It's the best decision a one would make if he give his life to God, because God is the game changer. He'll turn your life around. You'll find favor in the sight of God. The Bible souls declare that write it upon the table of thy heart, bind it upon thy neck. The Bible so declare, then you'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Yes, 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 yes. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus who give us the victory. We say all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you just one more time for the opportunity. We truly do. Very quickly, we want to thank God for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, where Pastor Harriet Gordon is the pastor and Mother Dorothy Gordon overseer. We thank God for each and every member of the church. We thank God for every man, woman, boy, and a girl over there at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. We have been fellowshipping with Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, located at 2907 Avenue S in the beautiful city of Fort Pierce, Florida. We've been having a high time in the Lord and just coming in and rejoicing and expecting the hand of God to move. And having said that, the Spirit of the Lord, according to the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and in the opening of the prisons for them that are bound, the acceptable year of the Lord, and to comfort all that mourn in the vengeance of our God. And when we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, of course, and just giving thanks unto God, and to be on the right side, as Jesus said, let us go over to the other side, when he told his disciples, because they was fearful. Let us go over to the other side, because there's something on the other side, my beloved, for you. And it's on the other side. And guess what? It's in your sights. Having said that, the Bible souls declare that you may walk worthy, or walk worthy in the vocation wherewith you are called. And that is the ministry of God, and the ministry of reconciliation, and to be reconciled back to the Father. Because at one time we was alienated from God. We was enemy with God. And through the blood of Jesus, of the Messiah, we have been redeemed by the blood of the precious Lamb. According to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 14, that we have been redeemed, and through the redemption through his blood, and even the forgiveness of sins. So, therefore, I have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. And there have been a light that was off on the inside of your spirituality, because no man can serve God unless he allowed the Spirit of God to ignite him. A mechanism take place inside of your mortal body. And then once the Spirit of the Lord intervene, or divine intervention, if you would, or a divine communication, or a divine promise, because the word of the Lord said that I have brought you out of darkness over into my marvelous light. But in order for me to get out of the darkness, I have to have an inclining ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto my spirit. And once the two spirits intertwine with the Spirit of God, and then the Spirit of the soul, or the humanity. And you got to remember that when Jesus walked this earth, the Word became flesh, and the Word of the Lord dwelled among him, of who took of himself no reputation, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but was found in the fashion of a man, but humbled himself at the same time and became obedient unto death. And according to Philippians, that second chapter, and you can read it starting at verse from 5 to 10, humbled himself even to the obedience of death. And having the cross of Jesus Christ, and that he paid the penalty and paid the price, that sin or death have no more dominion over him, glory to God, because he defeated death and he defeated sin. So therefore, institutional-wise, that inside of every believer, you supposed to have or look unto that light that can change an atmosphere or change a situation. And as you look into that, there's a reformation that takes place. The word reformation is knowing who God is and knowing the abilities of God and what God will bring when God brings. See, God, see, he brings deliverance. And the word deliverance simply means Yahshua, the God redeems. The Hebrew word, Yahshua. It means God will bring everything to fold. There will be a change, must be a change, a difference. But it's up to the believer to tap into the ministration, if you would, of the Lord. And a lot of people have a ministration. There's a ministration of teams, a ministration of business, a ministration of office, and everything be ran in detail. And it be explicitly in detail and in fashion of how they run their organization. Okay, glory to God. But I don't know nobody will run an organization or an administration of being an administration of the Most High God. And when I say for as being on the winning team of the administration of God, when he ascended on high and he led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto the administration. Some prophets, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the enlightenment, that your spiritual eyes be enlightened, that you take off the blinders off your eyes. And the word of the Lord say, it is written. Each and every time that Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, Jesus began to say, it is written. Thou should not tempt the Lord thy God. If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Jesus said, man shall not live. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone,
but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Exactly what does that mean? In terms of, I am putting God, when my body suffers, and when I'm going through something in my life, and I know that I serve a God would not have suffer my feet to be moved, but I'm going through as I walk through the shadow of death, I'm going through my trying time in my life, and as I go through it, I am believing my God to bring me out of my situation, what I'm going through. But yet though I cannot have a sense of despair or a sense of distress because I know whom I serve. And a lot of times God will, in turn, God tempt no man with evil. You got to understand that when the trying of your time and of your faith being tested and knowing that you are going to be that son and the daughter of God who God have called you to be. Job got tempted because God, in a sense, bragged it on Job. Have you considered my servant Job? Glory to God. But Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change come. All the days of my appointed time. And listen, beloved, you done came over to God's side now, and there seems like your foot slides at times. And it seems as though God is not in your corner, or the Spirit of the Lord is not with you at this appointed time. But you got to continue to know, as you it is written, how beautiful is them, the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bring good news and glad tidings. You got to continue to understand and know that you are, that it is written that you are more than a conqueror, that you are in Christ Jesus. You got to continue to understand and know that God is a prevailer. And God would not suffer your foot to be moved. You got to continue despite what the situation looked like or what it appears to be or what they said that you can't get the job or somebody might be going through something in their life right now as far as marital status is concerned. And you in a place of illuminated, alienated, and you might be at a point where I don't believe that God allowed this to happen to me. But God will help your understanding. The illumination of it all is to help you comprehend what's going on in your life when the times of fiery trials that is upon us. The Bible shows the cloud that if any man goes through something in this lifetime, knowing that your brother is going through a fiery trial, can be more devastating than what you're going through. We all going through something. But the Bible says declare many are of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Realizing and understanding, knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have its perfect weight. To understand and to realize and know and to understand and to wait on the Lord. The Bible says declare Isaiah that 60th chapter. Arise and shine, for thy light hath come. Arise and get up from where you are now. and knowing that you serve an awesome God, a tremendous God, a God that will show you a more excellent way than what you're taking right now. A God, you may be to the point, I don't have anything, Zeke. What are you saying? But let me tell you something. El Shaddai, the God who is sufficient for the needs of his people. See, God is sufficient. And your insufficiencies, God will turn it into sufficiency. See, and you will be sufficient. Once you trust and depend and lean on the Lord and not leaning to your own way or kind of mind of thinking or your own agenda, but allow God to be who he say he is. Allow God the precious promises of God, the word of the Lord, the New Testament. When you look at the New Testament compared versus the Old Testament, all of the word of the Lord has been fulfilled. And when you look at glory to God, handed down 42 generations as we come on down here to Jesus, 42 generations from Abraham to David, and from David to the exile of Babylon, and to the carrying away of the exile of Babylon unto the Messiah, Jesus. The word Messiah mean redeemer, mean the anointed one, mean that the anointing that same Jesus have God have gave power, the Jesus of Nazareth, amen, that power that he have gave Jesus, amen, who went about doing good, amen. Okay, so that anointing, this is what it's going to take, the anointing, the impartation, if you would, in your life, the spirit of prophecy, amen, in your life. The Bible souls declare that God revealeth his secrets, amen, unto his prophets, amen, to his servants, unto his prophets, amen, that the word of the Lord, and that your future already have a name on it. Forget about the former thing, but need to consider the things of old. The Lord say, I will do a new thing in your life. He said, I will do a new thing that you know not of, that shall spring forth. Arise and shine, for your time has come. We talking about the joy. Only Jesus provides the joy that be inside of a person. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you receive the joy of the Lord, and you can go through some things in your life, because you know you got God deep down in the inside. We have a high priest that we can call upon that have passed on to heaven. Glory to God. Jesus, the Son of God. He got a high priest. He's the king. He's the priest. Yes, he was. Yes, he was a prophet. Yes, he was a prophet. But he also was the Son of the living God. I went to a funeral on last Saturday, and that was somewhat of the subject. Glory to God. I see our time have quickly came to an end. Street Ministry Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, next Saturday, January 17th, 2026, at 3 p.m. in Fort Pierce, Florida. 20th Street and Avenue D is the location. Come out. The Word of God, conjunction on demonstrating the love of God in Christ, will be on display. I will be speaking out there, praise the Lord, breaking the bread of life. Yes, yes, yes. And Elder Ruby Alexander, God gave her that vision to be out there. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist Gloria Briggs will be out there. Amen. And some other folks. We thank God for you listening in on this morning. God bless you. We love you. We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on W.